Yeah, it's brilliant. Come on over, we'll have a little chat. So we caught up with PJ Harvey backstage at a very cloudy Crockbury. PJ Wright, sorry. Did I say Harvey?
Leave her out of it.
Yeah. I didn't say Harvey.
You did.
Sorry, mate.
It's better than Proby.
PJ Wright, of course, sorry. That's a terrible mistake to make. Yeah, I was just saying, it's a bit cloudy, isn't it? Do you reckon it's going to rain?
Yeah.
Great. It's just cheerful, isn't it?
It'd shower. Yeah. It will be a mere sprinkle.
Yeah, that's all right.
I mean, you can see by the state of the ground that it did cut, I can say piss down, can't I?
You can, yeah. We'll edit it if you do. We'll edit it.
It pissed down, yeah. But as you can see, the ground's still dry.
Yeah, no, it's alright, isn't it? It's very humid, though, isn't it?
It is humid. It's kind of a sort of very English version of Kuala Lumpur.
Yeah, talking of which, not Kuala Lumpur, but Europe. You and Peggy went on a trip the other day, didn't you? Or a few months back.
Oh, the beer festival.
Yeah, indeed. In his notes in the old catalogue in the programme, all about how he was travelling in his Thomas and Rhymer camper. And he met up with you to do a gig up there, didn't he? And over in, is it Austria or somewhere bizarre?
Yeah, it was near.
Still going all over the place now with this.
It's, the Dylan Proj. We had played there before, about 6 years ago, and the promoter loved us, and we loved him, because he's a very nice chap, treats us well. And then Steve's 70th birthday came up this year, so he said, well, why don't you come over and do a gig for the 70th? Really, it was weather like this, actually, only very, very rainy, so it was due to be lakeside in this lovely spot, but it was done indoors. Yeah. And as with all those kind of European gigs, everyone's top notch and the PA's lovely and you're treated very well.
Because you're very busy at the moment, aren't you? Into your 14th year as a Dylan project, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did it go fast?
It clogs on. Yes, it certainly does.
It does whip by, because I remember when it first kicked off and it was all, how exciting it was going to be, and it was a bit of
it was
different musicians coming and going. And,
And we did a spot in the Fairport set with Rabbit on keyboards.
Yeah.
And Simon was in the band there.
That's it.
Yeah, it's been a stable lineup now. Phil Bond came in on keys about 2005, I think.
Yeah.
And we did the second album. Strength to strength. Because we're all gits and we all kind of.
So the following's great. Did you find when wherever you go, there's always this kind of following of people that will always go. Like you don't go to sort of France and think, I know him, he comes from, or whatever.
See, when we started, it was basically the Fairport audience.
Yeah,
tend to like a bit of Dylan, but we're picking up the Bobcats now. We're getting some of those people who go and see Bob wherever he plays, no matter how dreadful he is. They take notes.
And you've also done some bits and pieces with Peggy on your own, haven't you? Because did the Maltings, didn't you? Also for Darren, was it the Maltings?
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago. Yeah. We're due to be there in November.
Yeah.
That's Camberley Theatre.
Camberley's just started,
He's Peggy and I are out again this year in November. Yeah. We played the Great British Beer Festival, the Camera Beer Knees Up, at Earl's Court last week, which was just superb. Never seen so many bald-headed blokes with bellies and beards. Apart from our dear Crockbury, of course.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of us around here.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So, you walk in there and you think, hang on, A, this is the biggest pub in the world, and B,
amazing.
These are my people.
Yeah, excellent. So you played a gig there.
Yes, and that was fab. I mean, in terms of the gory details, Peggy and I haven't done anything for a couple of years, so Peggy was coming back on Tuesday morning. We said, right, Tuesday evening, we can rehearse, run the set. I'll stay in Banbury, drive down to Earl's Court. And then little Johnny England got the gig at Sidmouth on Tuesday, so we had no rehearsal, no run-through, nothing. And just kind of went.
Sometimes they're good, aren't they?
And I think it was better than it would have been if we'd have rehearsed it, actually.
Yeah, when it's off the cuff, it's quite nice, isn't it? I mean, you guys know what you're doing anyway.
And the thing with the Peggy and PJ experience is it is very much making it up as we go along, and the gags and
lots of stories and gags and good stuff.
Yeah, it's a few mainstay stories.
Dylan Project, are you out touring from here now? Or
no,
that's it now,
not until beginning of December. Of December is the first.
Right. And you're on with us here at Crockbury at 5:30, I believe.
Indeed.
Which ain't far away.
It's not.
So I better let you get on.
Right.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for that. You're very
welcome. Thanks very much. And sorry for calling you Harvey.